Hi guys, welcome to today's episode. It's been long, I know, and I hope we are all doing great and we are keeping safe wherever we are. Today we will talk about a certain topic. We tend to avoid it. Or let me say, we are ashamed. We are always ashamed to talk about it in public or with our friends. Actually, the opposite gender. So today we will talk about menstrual hygiene and menstrual disorders. We will briefly talk about it. I won't go deep. Yes, just an overview of these things. And anytime I talk about that, I remember one guy I had. We will talk about this head in our next episode. So in our next episode, we'll talk about letting go, and I will give you my story, and we will see why it's important to let go of some things in our lives. And actually what we should let go of, you know. Yes, so this is not our topic for today, so let me leave it at that. We will give this guy the name Brian. Let's call him Brian. So Brian was a very good friend of mine also. So the other day I was going to his place, and I forgot to carry an extra sanitary towel. So I had to buy an extra packet on my way to his place. And he's that type of person who's always disgusted when he hears such things. So I went there, and unfortunately, I left my packet there. Then I asked him 2 weeks ago. Then I asked him, Brian, why is it? I left some packet in your house and all that. Do you still have it? Oh. Then he goes like, I threw it away. You threw it away? Like, hey, I knew it had spoiled and expired. So I just threw it away. So I told him, how did you know that it had expired? That it had stayed for a week. So, and they were not used. So I just knew they were expired and I threw them away. I was confused on how to tell this person, because his level of ignorance was so high. I just let it slide. And yeah, Brian, wherever you are, please. I don't even know what to tell you. And okay, we all know currently we have two major pandemics we're fighting. The first one being the coronavirus thing, and the second one, we have a rising number of teenage pregnancies, which is really alarming right now, because they are at home with us and all this is happening. And when they're at school and it happens, we blame the teachers. Now they're with us and things are just bad. So 3 weeks ago, the number of girls were asked why they are in that situation, as in why, what led to that. Then something stood out in most of them, and okay, a number of them were saying it's due to lack of sanitary towels, so they need it and they have no female person to talk to her. So they go to the male ones, maybe the father, the brother, the cousin, the uncle, the boyfriends. And in that going for help, this happens. I really don't understand why if it's so hard finding a female to talk about, because I know it's easier for them to help than the male gender. Okay, for the males listening to this, don't hold grudges, but I tend to think we understand this more than you. So I don't know. It's nilishtuka. And so back to our topic, but that was a by the way, back to our topic on sanitary towels. Okay, basically it's the hygiene. In our hygiene, when we use different things, we use sanitary towels, we use washable pads, we use menstrual cups and tampons. For the sanitary towels and the tampons, they are disposable. You just use them one time and they are thrown away. I'm sure we all know that. Then we have the washable pads and the menstrual cups, which are highly recommended because they're reusable. And okay, the washable pads, just as it's called, washable, you can wash it after it's filled or that. And the menstrual cups, you can, okay, it comes in different sizes and it can last up to 10 years. It is reusable. For those who don't know menstrual cups, you can just Google it or go to Facebook and check. What was it called? Grace cups. They really have, and they also offer free deliveries. Yeah, I think. We'll talk about that another day. Yes. So, let me call on to my listeners. We know there are many NGOs in this country supporting the girl child, and yeah, you know, you can be far, you can't help to prevent the early teenage pregnancies, but you can do something. Just get to the, I'm sure almost all NGOs, they have pay bills and all that. Just a 50 bob shilling, you have bought a packet for a girl who will have gone to ask for help from someone, and this person might have defiled him. So yes, let's have those touching hearts and help our sisters out there, our friends, and let them not suffer in this pandemic. So in back end, we will look at disorders. Okay, many things happen and we tend to look at them as, we take them to be normal, or we're not keen, or we just say, they will just end and all that. But some things are not just zitaisha. So we will talk about, I will cover three abnormalities. We have amenorrhea, we have dysmenorrhea, and we have premenstrual syndrome, the PMS. Okay, we'll start with the amenorrhea. Amenorrhea is absence of menstruation. And okay, at times we are different. Some have regular periods, others is irregular and all that. But if yours is regular, or it comes maybe once in 2 months, or what, I have a friend of mine who says nakuzanga zikijisikia. But if it goes for more than 3 months, then you should get checked. And okay, it's caused by certain things, maybe pregnancy. We all know you can't have your periods during your pregnancy, or breastfeeding, or in your menopause. It can also be caused by obesity. Wow. So we should exercise. People like me, we don't do that really to kata, but you should do that, and you know, exercise and strain, and you should be strenuous. And you should also eat a balanced diet. That is amenorrhea, absence of menstruation. Then we'll go to dysmenorrhea. These are painful periods. We normally call it cramps. And you know, some cramps are just too much. They affect your daily activities. If you used to do this, you can't, because the pain is so unbearable. Okay, we take painkillers, yes. But if painkillers can't help, it's better to get checked. Because cramps can really get bad at times. Then, and on the premenstrual syndrome, these are signs or things that happen during our periods. And as ladies, we are not keen on them. We just say they will just end. It happens during my periods and all that. You may have bloating, you may have swelling of your fingers, your ankles, or your feet. You may have headaches or vision problems, or you can even have changes in appetite. And okay, they they can be prevented, not prevented. Yeah, they can be prevented with various steps. You can eat well, and by eating well, you eat a balanced diet, which has decreased salt, okay, chumvi kidogo, and decreased sugar or caffeine. And you should really avoid drinking of alcohol. And also, for the busy people, you should ensure you have adequate sleep. Wow! And okay, those are the four disorders: amenorrhea, dyspareunia, premenstrual syndrome. Okay, we covered three. Okay, the rest you can find them on your own, and you should really educate yourself on such things. For the men who are listening to this, wow, I don't even know what to tell. Don't be ignorant like Brian. Don't be disgusted when we talk about such things. Be there for your girl. And okay, some girls never want to talk about it, but I don't know, usually behave like it's a plague. I know you get what I'm talking about. That was all for today. Okay, my emphasis was, let us talk about these things. They will happen to our girlfriends, to our daughters, to our sisters. So we shouldn't be ignorant like Brian, you know. And also support a girl out there where you can. We have like Team Environment Kenya. They launched, was it 1,000 pads some few weeks ago? Yeah, that's a very good one. And other NGOs, if you can, you can stretch your hand a little, support a girl so that this girl can avoid these circumstances that are facing our little girls. And let us wait for our next episode on letting go. Yeah, letting go. We will talk about letting go. Well, okay, I have talked. So let us, this is a goodbye. Let us keep safe. Let us wash our hands, sanitize, and wear a mask in crowded places. And men, support your girls. Yeah, support your girlfriends around you. And for the females, don't be ashamed to talk about these things. It happens. It is not a plague. It is not a taboo. Don't want to be, hey. Well, if your man is like Brian, I don't even know what to tell you right now. So this is a goodbye. Bye-bye. We will meet in our next episode, most probably by the end of next week. Yeah, you will get to hear my story. Bye.